your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. We're here in London today, and we have a very special guest for you, Vicky Ross. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Kathleen. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. I'm enjoying my stay here in London. It's always great to see all of you here.
Yes.
Now, you are actually one of the assistants here at the training as well.
That's right.
Yeah, we've been talking to quite a few of the assistants here in London. And how long has it been since you've found out about NLP?
Well, my earliest experience of NLP was in 95 back in South Africa, where somebody said to me, go and see Liz. I had no idea what she was doing. But after my session, I thought, wow, what is this? Because it was just so, so powerful, the things that she did. So she gave me the book, an NLP book, which I read. What I discovered is that I actually had been reading different versions of NLP from other people, but didn't quite realize what it was. So I got really, really intrigued after that, and I started to read a hell of a lot about it. In the interim, we moved from South Africa. We came to England, and I did the mum thing and had my babies. And once I had done that, I thought, right, this is time for me. I need to get back onto that NLP. And when I did the search, I found Paul McKenna, and I had just read his books. I thought, well, Richard is there, Paul is there. That's me. I'm done. I'm going. And I have never looked back since. It's just been an incredible journey.
And how long ago has that roughly been since you started training with Richard Bandler?
A year and a half ago.
Great. Yeah. And now you have the opportunity to come back as an assistant.
Yeah.
Even though you're helping other people, do you still have an opportunity to learn?
Absolutely. And you just learn more and more. There's no one training that's the same. And even if you sharpen the skills on one level, the next time you realize, okay, this is now what I need to do next. So it's absolutely brilliant experience.
Now, you've also taken this into your professional life.
That's right.
You have an institute?
Yeah. I do a training company, and also I do a lot of one-on-ones. So I do private consultations as well as corporate. Mm. And it's been amazing because most of them don't quite know what I do. But what they say is that it's so powerful, and how can you do it so easily? And I'm like, well,
it's NLP.
It's NLP, what can I say?
And what is the name of your company?
It's Vix Ian Coaching Solutions, because we do a lot of life coaching as well. And it's my name, shortened Vix, and my husband's name, Ian.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
And you have a website for that?
Yeah, it's www.vixiancoachingsolutions.com.
Okay, so how would you actually spell that? That's
V-I-X-I-A-N Coaching Solutions, all in one word.com.
Great. People will check you out, I'm sure. And so you're doing coaching and one-on-one consultations.
That's right.
And I hear rumors you may start doing some trainings as well.
Absolutely. That is well on the track for the following year. We've actually sourced out some venues in Greece. We thought we'll combine a little bit of a holiday in between the NLP and have a real wonderful experience together with some people in Greece, specifically in Crete. We will be doing some NLP in Kent as well, because that's where we live. And something a little bit further down the future, we want to take NLP to South Africa and go and do it there. So we've got a lot of contacts still in South Africa, so we'll be doing some NLP there in the future as well.
Now, the trainings you're speaking of, you would actually be doing the practitioner certification, master practice certification.
That's right.
Great. Sounds exciting.
Yeah. And a lot of little one-day seminars, which we will label them according to whatever it is, but they're all NLP at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah, it's good, I think, to have some introductory courses that people can go to
absolutely.
To really get that hands-on experience and understand it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What advice would you give to people who are thinking about starting out in NLP and maybe taking some courses? What advice would you give them?
Well, the one is to, first of all, have a look around and see what is around and who's teaching it and what their credentials are, what their experience or background recommendations, if they can possibly get any, and actually go and have a meeting with them, maybe a free taster session, maybe half a day, if they're giving that, or actually go and have a free initial consultation. We do that with all our clients. Before we start working with them and engaging with them, we actually let them experience us anyway, so that they already have had a taste of it, so that they know what they're going in for. And for the NLP sessions, we'll be actually doing free taste a day, so that people can actually have an understanding of what it is all about.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Is there a particular line or phrase that maybe Richard has said in a book or up on stage that really hits home for you, kind of comes to mind from time to time?
And I use this in all my trainings, in all my personal coachings, whatever it is. There isn't one session that I do that I don't actually repeat, that the best thing about the past is that it's over.
Yes.
Because that brings you forward to that freedom is everything. Mm-hmm. And people so put themselves in their own little private jails. And if they can just get that awareness of that they are doing that, that they can get let go of that past and just free themselves. Freedom is everything, and then love is all the rest. That, for me, is everything. It's just...
Yeah.
What can I say?
And that's the subtitle on his new book, Conversations.
Absolutely, yeah. Brilliant book.
Freedom is everything and love is all the rest.
It's just an immersive. That is just absolutely in a nutshell.
Yeah. It's a beautiful book, too. Yeah. I love the pictures and some of the... It's just sort of, you know, as if you were eavesdropping on a conversation, you know, and really get that insight.
And you can actually pick up that wonderful, pure, gentle energy that comes out of it. It's just incredible. It's a wonderful book.
And it's huge, too. I said, gee, it's the first NLP coffee table book.
Absolutely.
That was my description on the storefront.
Yeah.
It's the first NLP coffee table book. It's just a big book, and it's fun to read.
It's excellent. It's excellent.
For you, what is the most important thing when you're working with a client? And I know that, you know, we do this as a living. We make a living from it. But what is the other thing that keeps you going in terms of when you're working with one person? What is it that you love?
For me, that one of the most important things, and again, it's one of the things that I always do, whether it's corporate training or groups or individual, is to actually get them to understand and become aware that whatever happens in their life starts with them. And if they can get that self-awareness about how they're thinking or feeling or processing information, how their behaviors are structured, then they've got keys to unleash and just let go of what's not important and just change. Yeah. But people live in such an automatic kind of lifestyle that they don't realize that they have got all the answers to themselves. They've got the resources. So I always give them that. And I give them, you know, we do a lot of exercises. We have a lot of laughter. Getting the good brain juice going so that they're in a good state to realize that it is them. Mm-hmm. And give them that, you know.
And how does that feel when you see that enlightenment hit? You know, when somebody makes that change and all of a sudden they're like, wow.
It's just incredible. It's just, you see that whole change in their eyes and the skin texture and everything. And it's just, wow, that I just have to go out and do it some more. It's just incredible. It's a privilege to be able to touch people's lives and to see them change and for them to come back and say, you know, thanks to you I did this and this. I go, no, I educated you, but you did it. Mm-hmm. It was you that made the changes. I give them that power that it's them, it's nobody else.
Yeah. I think that's such a fabulous distinction you've just made too, is that with NLP, it's not therapy.
No.
You know, people are just tired of going to therapists and going through therapy. But we are educators.
Absolutely.
We teach people how to use their brain differently. And that's the key. And it, you know, can it be therapeutic? Yeah, it's therapeutic. But you know,
like you said, so is a holiday.
So is a holiday.
Absolutely.
So is a trip to the spa.
Yeah.
You know, but we're actually, you know, teaching people to use their brain differently.
Yeah.
And when they make that realization that they can do it, and then it just transfers to other areas in their life, and it's just
because most people don't realize that they control it,
mm-hmm.
and that they've just allowed it to go in an auto mode. You know, and yeah, maybe that program worked 20 years ago, but it's irrelevant now, and they just don't know how.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible to tell people, yeah, you can do that, and they go, really? And I'm like, go for it. And see those changes happen, see them completely change their lives and be happy. It's brilliant. It's just absolutely brilliant. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Well, Vicky, I really appreciate you spending this time with us and sharing your ideas for the people listening.
It's a pleasure.
And I'm looking forward to some great things from VixieandCoachingSolutions.com.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you very much, Kathleen. Wonderful to speak with you today.
Thank you, Vicky. Well, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. And stay tuned for another interview from trainers from around the world.